Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, it's essential if we're going to deal with praying in the Spirit, and that's what we're dealing with yesterday and today from Ephesians 6 and 18. It's essential that we deal with the portion of praying in the Spirit that was most popular in my background, the Pentecostal charismatic background, which is praying in other tongues. And when we talk about praying in other tongues, we're talking about an individual having a prayer language that is not necessarily known to anyone. The outsider might say it's gibberish or babbling, but to the person praying, they are simply allowing the Holy Spirit to do the talking out of them. And the reason why there's no coherent understanding on their part is because they're not praying anything that they can understand. In fact, Paul would say that whenever you don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit makes groanings and prays. And I think it's safe to say that those can be interpreted as praying in tongues. I am personally, I have prayed in tongues in my own prayer life for many, many years. I don't make an issue of it. I don't tell other people they have to pray in tongues. I'm also very careful about praying in tongues in a public place because I think the New Testament shows us there's a lot of confusion when tongues is used and no one interprets. And so what I've done is I use my prayer language many times to pray in areas I don't know how to pray. And so you can come to the end of your prayers and say, you know, Lord, I've said everything I know to say and I don't know what else to say. And for me, that's when praying in tongues is, Lord, this is how I'm going to pray because obviously the Holy Spirit knows what to say where I don't know what to say. Another reference to this is in Jude. Jude is only one chapter long. Verse 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So Jude talks about praying in the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people have taken Jude 1:20 to mean praying in tongues. I don't disagree, but I don't think it's the only interpretation. Praying in the Spirit is allowing the Spirit to lead the prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to show you even what to pray about. I've had moments where I was praying very much in my own tongue, no unknown tongue involved, and the Spirit began to lead me to pray for people or situations that I would never have thought of. They were just outside of my day-to-day thought process. I would not have been thinking about praying for that person or that situation, and then I did, and then found out later that that person was going through something great or they had a great need in their life. I would not have known to pray for them if it had not been for the Holy Spirit. Now, some might be listening and saying, well, how do I get to that place where I pray that way? Let's go back to the source text, Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all of your prayer and supplication being in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So I believe that as you persevere and pray on behalf of others, and as your prayer becomes less you-centered and more Christ-centric and more outward-centric to where you're actually praying for your neighbor, praying for your brother, praying for your enemy, I think in that you begin to walk into the prayer life of the Spirit. You begin to pray as the Spirit would pray and as the Spirit would have you pray. And as you do this, you begin to sense and know the heart and the heartbeat of God. Tomorrow we'll go to the 19th verse and the 20th verse as we close the whole armor of God section. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.